The city of Mesa is revving up its scooter program. On Monday, the city council unanimously approved a new pilot program intended to attract more electric scooters and other modes of transportation. And to do that, the city will lower its business license fee from $5,000 to just $400, a whopping discount of 92%. But despite their convenience, electric scooters have become a bane for many cities across the country, with riders being able to abandon them everywhere. And here to tell us more about the pilot program and how Mesa will address scooter woes is RJ Zeter, the transportation director for the city of Mesa. RJ, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's take a step back to begin with. Before this pilot program, electric scooters were already available in Mesa in some way. What happened to prompt this pilot program?
We've been evaluating and just kind of observing not only what has been happening in Mesa, but across the country with both scooters and electronic bikes. And we wanted to learn from other cities' experiences before we jumped in as staff with proposing regulations to the city council.
And this program isn't just scooters, like we mentioned. This is other modes of transportation as well. What others?
It would be scooters and e-bikes. Also, the way the proposed rules are written is if there's new technology that we're not even sure what that is yet, you know, comes down the road, that we wouldn't have to create a new licensing process for new technology.
So, tell us just sort of what the motivation is here. So you reduce this licensing fee a lot so that you're sort of trying to encourage these businesses to come into Mesa. Why do you want these so much?
It's a piece of a much bigger puzzle in terms of transportation options that we want available to not only the folks that live here in Mesa, but those who work here and also visit. So you'll hear the term micromobility, and the scooters and bikes fall into that category. And it can help with last mile connections to mass transit. As you know, Mesa has both light rail and a active bus transit system throughout Mesa. And so where people may need to connect from their business or their home, this is a way for people to do that. In particular, visitors to Mesa who may be moving from one place to another, rather than having to jump in their car and move, they can rent a scooter if they choose and use that to get around our city.
Yeah. But also, as we mentioned, there, you know, have been other cities in the valley as well that have had real issues with scooters. People leave them wherever they feel like it, and people get mad if they're in their front yards, et cetera. What is Mesa planning to do to prevent that from happening there?
The proposed rules that would regulate the operators in Mesa do have some standards about scooters or bikes not blocking accessible ramps at intersections, blocking business entrances, blocking bus shelters, sidewalks, that sort of thing. So the license requires the operators to maintain their system in an orderly fashion, and there is a impoundment fee if city staff has to go out and remove a scooter or bike that is blocking something, and if the companies don't respond. If the companies are not cooperative in maintaining their system over time, in theory, you know, a license can be revoked. We don't anticipate that happening because at this point in our experience, Mesa has not experienced some of the challenges that other cities have had. Part of that is we don't have as many scooters in Mesa currently as some other cities are experiencing. And that ties back to why we reduce the proposed fee, because we don't want the fee itself to be a barrier to entry for this mode of transportation in our city.
Will these be limited to a certain area like we also see in like downtown Phoenix, for example?
No, we debated that quite extensively, whether we should tie this, what are called the staging areas of the scooters and bikes, to transit locations or just within our downtown. And ultimately, we concluded that we should let the market decide where the scooters or bikes are viable, rather than trying to, you know, work that out, you know, throughout all of Mesa.
All right. That is RJ Zeter, transportation director with the city of Mesa. RJ, thanks for coming on.
You're welcome. Thank you.